The following program was produced by an independent community producer. The opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the ECAT staff or board of directors.
Giving a voice to the voiceless, pulling stories out of the shadows and putting them under the spotlight, making sure that each person is valued and cared for. This is Humanity First with Peter Evers, presented by BAMSI.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Humanity First. Today, we were going to have a conversation about mental health with one of our therapists and clinic directors at BAMSI, Lee Whittemore. Unfortunately, he is not well, but we will continue to have that conversation because I think right now it's really, really important. It's been a couple of weeks since we have been recording a show. And in those couple of weeks, I've actually been out of the country. I've been in the UK visiting family. And during that time, of course, there has been the explosion of violence in the Middle East. And that explosion of violence is something that really is impinging on humanity in the world today. I am not going to take sides about this. I'm not going to have a political opinion about it. But because this show is called Humanity First, it is incredibly important that at the moment in a world that is extremely stressful and full of strife, we think about the people of the world and we think about how we can help. And we also have to think about how we can look after each other. If we think about it for a minute, there is a war that began a week last Saturday in Israel and in Palestine, but there's also a war that is going on over territory between Russia and Ukraine. There is a coup that has taken place in Sudan, and there are many, many other conflicts throughout the world. Throughout Europe, political opinions are changing, and those opinions are often fueled by fear and hatred. And we are in a situation in our world at the moment where we feel very unstable. There is a paradox for us as Americans, as we go out about our business, as we go shopping and as we go to work, that outside of our lives, there are so many things that impinge on what we're doing and so many thoughts that we have as we worry about loved ones around the world. There are many people from this country who are involved in strife elsewhere. But even if they're not, we're continually thinking and worrying about what's going on in the world. This isn't in any way a new phenomena. I spent a week last week with my mother, who is a war baby. She lived through, as a child, the Second World War, and she was telling me stories of having to go into a bunker, an air raid shelter, when she was bombed by the Nazis in the Second World War. She survived that, but she still worries deeply about the people of the world. And really, that's what we need to do as human beings. We need to think of the people of the world and how we can change direction away from the strife and the war that is going on. But when we come back, we're just going to talk about a little bit about self-care in a world where we are constantly worrying. Because I think it's really important that we look after each other and we look after ourselves. We'll be right back.
Giving a voice to the voiceless, pulling stories out of the shadows and putting them under the spotlight, making sure that each person is valued and cared for. This is Humanity First with Peter Evers, presented by BAMSI.
Welcome back, everybody. And as I said before, our guest today was not able to attend. So the special guest today is me. And as we were talking about before, we are in a very difficult situation in the world at the moment. Our hearts go out to people who have been on the receiving end of atrocity and violence. Again, I am not going to talk about who's responsible or which side is right or which side is wrong. We are in the middle of war at the moment across the world. And it's not like the old days, because we all seem to be so much more connected now through social media. I'm sure that many of you will have been on Facebook and other social media reading horror stories of what has happened in various different places. We're always struck at the beginning of the strife between Russia and the Ukraine at how incredibly similar people look to us. I saw a video of people in Ukraine going about their business the week before the war started a year and a half ago. And of course, it could have been any of us. Sometimes those things are a little bit removed. For instance, we talked about the civil war that was going on in Sudan, but equally important and equally devastating to a country that already struggles terribly with poverty and famine. So what do we do about this? I've heard people saying that they're taking a break from the news. It is not good, and you can get drawn into the 24-hour news cycle, which people do oftentimes, either watching Fox News or CSNBC or CNN. It really isn't good, because you can increase your feeling of helplessness, and you can get into a state of mind where you're thinking, how can I help? I can't help. This is a hopeless situation. It is really important that we talk to each other. It's really important that we ask questions of each other about how we're doing in this time. We had the same situation when we had the murder of George Floyd. And as a white ally, it was really important that we asked our brothers and sisters who were people of color how they were doing under those circumstances, because their environment was pushing down on them in a way that as a white person I couldn't understand. But asking, being appreciative in our inquiry and making sure that people are all right. At our organization, we have some calls that take place when we're dealing with our co-workers who have been abused or who have been assaulted. And we call them care calls. And they're called care calls because they're not actually calls that to do anything. They're just calls to say, I hear you. I understand that you're really struggling at the moment. Do you want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. What can I do for you? Oftentimes, that connection is really important for us when we're living our lives and we're worrying and we're concerned about what's going on in the rest of the world. It's always important to practice universal precautions of emotional support. That is, we don't know what people are going through. We don't know how connected people are in the world to other people who are struggling. So the idea of just being careful about those conversations and making sure that we are being compassionate and that we're offering help, we're offering an ear. And by the way, we need to be doing that for ourselves as well, taking time, looking after ourselves, keeping hydrated, talking to people, getting in touch with loved ones, getting in touch with people who have had similar experiences to you, reaching out and connecting. We as human beings are very social animals, and typically we don't like to be isolated and alone. And we can perseverate about these things when there are so many things that are difficult going on in the world, and it's not good for us to do that. Connecting, being sociable, sharing our thoughts, sharing our worries, and sharing our despair is often a way of dissipating that despair and giving us hope, that there will be a future that is brighter than some of the difficulties that are going on at the moment in the world. My visit home to see my mom reminded me of that. She's a generation away from me, obviously, but her experiences are so different in that she was a child who lived through a war when bombers would come every night and drop bombs on our city. She has hope. She's lived through that before. She's connected to our past in a way that soon that generation will not be around anymore. So it's important to realize that they carried that hope into the future. And that's what we can do for our children as we look forward. Thank you. Goodbye.